This is paper number F0447. It's a timeline of the churches of God. It continues on from the Acts of the Apostles through, because it's a history and contemporary view of the persecution of Sabbath keepers commencing from 27 CE. In 27 CE, John the Baptist, a man sent by God, as we see from John 1:6, appeared, and he was a messenger preparing the way, as foretold by Malachi 3:1. John the Baptist was beheaded in 28 CE, and Christ began his ministry. He did not run contemporaneously with John. 30 CE, Christ, the Sabbath-keeping Lamb of God, was crucified. That is, he was storued. He was executed on Passover Wednesday, April the 5th. Now, the resurrection of Jesus of Nazareth at the end of the Sabbath day at dark, E-N-T, on Saturday, April the 8th, beginning Sunday, April 9th. But then, on the first day of the week, and Sunday, April 9th, at 9 a.m., he ascended into heaven as the wave sheaf offering, as the first of the first fruits. And you see that covered in the paper, the wave sheaf offering number 106b. In 30 to 31 CE, the disciples are sent out to the various lands to establish the churches. Joseph of Arimathea with Aristobulus is held to have taken the faith to Britain. Judas Timothy took it to India. Mark took it to Alexandria, John to Ephesus, and Peter took it to Antioch and to Parthia, with others who also went to the other nations, listed in Acts. And see also the paper Origin of the Christian Church in Britain, number 266, and also Establishment of the Church under the 70, which is number 122D. This text also, that is number 122D, covers the diocese and the deaths of the early bishops of the church. It's most important in understanding and has been well hidden by the Trinitarian system. 30 to 70 of the current era continues on with the Jerusalem church ruthlessly persecuted by Jews. And you see also the sign of Jonah and the history of the reconstruction of the temple, number 013. In 34 CE, Stephen is stoned to death. Believers are scattered throughout Judea and Samaria and the Sudan. First Christians, the gospel, taken to Nubia or Merok by the Ethiopian eunuch, baptized by Philip. The mission was extended to the Samaritans by Philip, and a fresh persecution ensued. It may well be that Stephen was stoned earlier than the recorded dates in 34 CE, but we will see. 42 CE, Mark the Evangelist arrived in Alexandria and founded what became the Coptic Church. Phoenicia and Cyprus, Antioch, a great number that believed and turned to the Lord, Acts 11:21. 44 CE, persecution in Jerusalem under King Herod Agrippa. James, the brother of John, was executed, and imprisonment and escape of Peter. 50 CE, Jews and Christians are banished from Rome. Assyrian Christians found the Church of the East, later Nestorians. 54 CE, the first Imperial Roman persecution of Christians occurred under the Emperor Nero. 58 CE, Paul arrested in Jerusalem. 60 CE, Paul sent for trial to Rome. 61 CE, Paul was in Rome under military guard, and the gospel proclaimed in the capital of the empire by Paul himself and the other apostles, that is, the other disciples. Paul writes, "The good news which has reached you is spreading all over the world," in Colossians 1:6. At Jerusalem, the good news which you have heard has been preached to the whole human race, from Colossians 1:23, and the Greek reads to all creation under the sky. Britain, that is including Britain, later UK, the first resident Christians. Being Roman soldiers, merchants, and you see above in the origins of the Celtic Church. And the Celtic Church was Sabbatarian Unitarian. 63 to 64 CE, at the end of the 62 weeks of years of Daniel 9:25, the martyrdom of James, a brother of Christ, the first bishop of Jerusalem, occurred. Nero's persecution begins. Paul and Peter were martyred. The great fire of Rome occurred. Thousands of Christians burned or killed by the Emperor Nero. In 63-64 CE, after James, a brother of Christ, was martyred, killed, the church then fled to Pella. Cophas became the bishop of Rome, but died in the same year, and his son, Simon, Simeon, the cousin of Jesus Christ, became bishop of the church and took the whole church to Pella. They went to Pella because Pella had accepted a Roman garrison, asked for a Roman garrison, and they were given protection by the Romans. So the church found protection under the Romans in Pella. 66 CE, the anti-Jewish riots and pogroms in Egypt occurred. 50,000 were killed in Alexandria, 60,000 elsewhere. Vespasian, with 60,000 troops, quelled the Jewish insurrection and reconquered Galilee. In 70 CE, we see the end of the 70 weeks of years and the destruction of the temple. This was prophecy in Daniel. Now, the destruction of Jerusalem by Titus with four legions saw 600,000 killed in Judea. 10,000 Jews were crucified, that is, storude, and 90,000 Jews were taken to Rome as slaves. Jews were scattered abroad. Christians earlier had taken heed to the warnings of Messiah and fled to Pella under Simeon to escape the Roman army. See also the World Christian Encyclopedia, pages 23-32, and a comparative survey of churches and religions in the modern world, in the Oxford University Press, 1982. 71 CE, the Roman Colosseum was built, making sport of martyring Christians. 72 CE, the Christians who fled Jerusalem in 70 CE now returned to Jerusalem. They set up Christian churches all over Palestine, Syria, and Mesopotamia. But they came into conflict with the Greek Christian churches because of the problems with the observance of the law or Torah. This is thought by modern Catholicism to be because Peter and Paul had set up a separate system with the Greeks, but this was not the case. It is also worth mentioning that the title Pope was carried by bishops in major sees from the 2nd century onwards. In the sees such as in Alexandria, Jerusalem and Antioch in the 3rd century, but never by the apostles. 81 CE, the second imperial Roman persecution under Domitian occurred. 98 CE, the third imperial persecution under Trajan. Martyrdom of Ignatius, bishop of Antioch, occurred in 115 CE. In 120 CE, the Waldensian church is formed in the Piedmont Valleys after the dispatch of Polycarp, disciple of the Apostle John from Smyrna. From this date on, they passed down from father to son teachings they received from the apostles, including the keeping of the Sabbath, the new moons, and the feasts. And you see the paper's general distribution of the Sabbath-keeping churches, number 122, the new moons of Israel, number 132, and the role of the fourth commandment in the historical Sabbath-keeping churches of God, number 170. Note the Waldensians were Sabbath-keeping subordinationist Unitarians well before Waldo was on the scene, according also to Duggar and Dodd, History of the True Religion, 3rd edition, Jerusalem, 1972, pages 224 following. In 132 CE, we see the second Jewish rebellion under Bar Kokhba, the second destruction of Jerusalem by Romans in 134, and almost the entire Jewish population of Palestine died or fled. In 154, Anicetus introduced the pagan Easter festival into the Roman Church. He is opposed by Polycarp, disciple of John. Polycarp heads the church in the east at Smyrna and speaks for all quartodecimans. Justin Martyr writing his first apology to the Emperor of Rome on behalf of the Church of Rome. He explains that Christ was the great angel of the Old Testament who gave the law to Moses. On behalf of the Church at Rome, Justin wrote his dialogue with Trypho at chapter 80 and said that if they came across people who said that they were Christians and that when they died they would go to heaven, do not believe them because they were not, that is, they were not Christians. This is the test of a true Christian. It was a shibboleth in the church. People who said that when they died they went to heaven were Gnostic impostors. 156 CE, the death at the stake of Polycarp, Bishop of Smyrna. 161 CE, Fourth Imperial Roman Persecution under Marcus Aurelius. 180 CE, Theophilus of Antioch makes the first mention of a trias, later incorrectly translated into English as Trinity, and the incipient beginnings of the Binitarian doctrine emerges for the first time in the history of the Church. You see also early theology of the Godhead, number 127. In 192 CE, the Bishop Victor of Rome forcibly brings in Easter over the Passover, and the quartodeciman disputes split the church. He declared that you couldn't be in fellowship with the Church of Rome if you didn't keep the Easter festival rather than the Passover. Polycrates, disciple of Polycarp, stands against the heretical Roman faction. Irenaeus, Bishop of Lyon, tries to intercede to no avail. See also the paper, the Quartodeciman Disputes, number 277. 193 CE, we see the Fifth Imperial Roman Persecution under Septimus Severus. In 195 CE, Irenaeus expounds the correct Unitarian doctrines of the nature of God and against heresies. He states the goal of the elect is to become Elohim, or Theor, in other words, gods, and compares Zechariah 12:8 in that regard, and according to the Bible text. See the paper, The Elect is Elohim, number 001. 200 CE, Sabbath observance was widespread and appears to have been opposed from Rome. Remember that Sunday worship only came in alongside the Sabbath in Rome in 111 CE. Until that time, there was no Sunday worship anywhere in the world in the Christian church. It was kept in Egypt as the Oxyrhynchus papyrus, which was written 200 to 250 CE, showed. Origen also enjoined Sabbath keeping. It was, by far, the day of worship of the church right around the world. Similarly, the Constitution of the Holy Apostles, see the Anti-Nicene Fathers, Volume 7, page 413, around the 3rd century, stating that they shall observe the Sabbath on account of him who ceased from his work of creation, but ceased not from his work of providence. It is a rest for meditation of the law, not for idleness of the hands. Now, vicious persecutions of Coptic Christians in Egypt occurred, and with thousands martyred. Tertullian says the British church had been long established by this time. 220 CE, the problems of modalism emerge in the discussions between the popes in Rome and Alexandria. A distinction is attempted in the trias of the Father, Christ and the Holy Spirit. Here the influence of the modalism of Attis is seen in the Christian church from Rome. Christ is elevated to God as a modal structure for the first time. And you see the paper, Early Theology of the Godhead, number 127. Look at the Sabbath in India. In 220 CE, the introduction of the Sabbath keeping to India caused a controversy in Buddhism in 220. According to Lloyd in the Creed of Half Japan, page 23, the Kushan dynasty of North India called a council of Buddhist priests in Vaisalya to bring in uniformity among the Buddhist monks on the observance of their weekly Sabbath. Some have been so impressed by the Old Testament teachings that they have begun to keep the Sabbath. 235 CE, the Sixth Imperial Roman Persecution under Maximinus occurred. 249 CE, the Seventh Imperial Roman persecution under military ruler Decius, we saw that as a systematic state attempt to destroy Christianity. 253 CE, 8th Imperial Roman persecution under Valerian occurred. 270, the 9th Imperial Roman persecution under Aurelian occurred. 300 CE, by the 4th century, the priests of the pagan god Attis were complaining that the Christian ministry at Rome had stolen all their doctrines. 303 CE, the 10th and last Imperial Roman persecution under Diocletian. Destruction of all church buildings and scriptures occurred. Around 500,000 Christians executed in 10 years of systematic slaughter. The Sabbath in Spain. 305 CE, in Canon 26 of the Council of Elvira, circa 305, it appears that the church in Spain had kept the Sabbath. Rome had introduced the practice of fasting on the Sabbath to counteract Sabbath keeping. Pope Sylvester, in 314 to 335, was the first to order the churches to fast on the Sabbath, and Pope Innocent, 402 to 417, made it a binding law on the churches that obeyed him. Innocentius did ordain the Sabbath or Saturday to be always fasted. That's Peter Hyland, History of the Sabbath, Part 2, Chapter 2, London, 1636, page 44. 314 CE, the Edict of Toleration of Milan was issued, and the Emperor Constantine sought to use Christianity for political purpose and initially supported the Roman faction, which came to adopt the doctrines of Athanasius and later that of the Cappadocians. The doctrinal position of the Church had become blurred by Gnostic factions influenced by the mystery sun cults. Constantine supported the Athanasian faction on the mistaken assumption that because it was dominant in Rome, it was a major sect. But the deposition of Arius in the Pax Synod of Alexandria led ultimately to war with his co-emperor Licinius and the troubles of 322 to 323. Pope Sylvester, 314 to 335, was the first to order the churches to fast on the Sabbath. Rome attempts to counteract Sabbath keeping. 318 CE was the Conference of the Despotini. In the year 318, Constantine had ordered the conference between the Bishop of Rome and the Despotini. The bishops were of the family of Jesus Christ. The Despotini means literally in Greek belonging to the Lord, as they were blood relatives of Jesus Christ. And they asked Sylvester, who now had Roman patronage, to revoke his confirmation of the authority of the Greek Christian bishops of Jerusalem, in Antioch, in Ephesus, and in Alexandria, and to name Despotinos bishops in their stead. In addition, they asked that the practice of sending cash to Jerusalem as a mother church be resumed. This practice is easily recognizable as the tithe of the tithe system, which had been in force in the church until Emperor Hadrian's ban in 135 CE. These blood relatives of Christ demanded the reintroduction of the law, which included the Sabbath and the holy day systems of feasts and new moons of the Bible. Sylvester dismissed their claims and said that from now on the Mother Church was in Rome, and he insisted that they accept the Greek bishops to lead them. This was the last known dialogue with the Sabbath-keeping churches in the East led by the disciples, who were descended from blood relatives of the Messiah. The bishop or pope, when all bishops of major sees were called pope initially when the term was introduced from the cults, then with Roman contrivance ordered that they be exterminated, and this campaign of extermination was undertaken against Christ's immediate family from 318 onwards, to stamp them out of the church. You see the Pope of the Virgin Mary and the family of Jesus Christ, number 232. 322 CE, the deposition of Arius in the Pax Synod of Alexandria led ultimately to war with Constantine's co-emperor Licinius and the troubles of 322-323 CE. 325, the Council of Nicaea was convened. The canons of the council had been lost. In fact, they were removed and destroyed. It was later established that there were only 20, which commenced the introduction of aberrations, such as domiciliary rules for the clergy living with females, that is, celibacy, the persecution by the imposition of penance of Unitarians, incorrectly called Arians, and those who supported Licinius. The establishment of the diocesan system and its controls on priests and the prohibitions of the clergy lending an interest, and the introduction of standing prayers at Sunday worship and during the paschal season. The paschal season, so called, was in fact the forced introduction and harmonization of Easter, as practiced in the West from Rome by the Attis system, and by the Greeks in the East under the Adonis system, and in Egypt under the Osiris-Isis system. This festival was instead of the Bible Passover. The creed reconstructed from Constantinople itself introduces the concept of binitarianism, essential to the formulation of the Trinity, and introduces the aberration that Christ was the only begotten of the Father, and hence removes the promise of the elect as begotten sons of God. Athanasius says in Ad Aphros that there were 318 bishops present. Arius was summoned to the council often, which began possibly on 20th of May 325, under the Athanasian Hosius of Cordova. Constantine joined the council in 14 June. To get agreement, Constantine marched in a cohort of Roman troops and arrested a number of bishops and exiled Arius, Theonas of Marmarica and Secundus of Ptolemais to Illyricum. Arius' writings were then burnt and all three were anathematized. The remainder agreed on the symbol of the creed in 19 June. The council ended on 25th August with a party hosted by Constantine with presents to the bishops. 3 months after the council, Eusebius of Nicomedia and Theognis of Nicaea, who were forced to sign the creed under duress, were exiled for retracting, and Theodotus of Laodicea, who also signed under duress and retracted, recanted rather than join them. Persecution instituted by the imposition of penance of Unitarians, incorrectly called Arians, and those who supported Licinius was introduced. 328 CE, Constantine, realizing that the Athanasians were not the majority sect, and were a source of division and persecution in the empire, recalled the five Unitarian leaders, and it is suggested at the urging of Constantia, the widow of Licinius. However, it is more probable that she was merely a prominent Unitarian of the Eusebian or Arian faction, the Unitarian faction. The problem with the Unitarian Christian system was that it followed the Bible tenets, and was not concerned with the control of the nations. Each nation was separate and subject to its own leaders, and the religious system of that nation was between them and God. As the nation obeyed God, so it was blessed. The empire was concerned with world domination, and the converts to the church in Rome were also imbued with this mentality. Thus they courted an organization that wanted world domination, and would tolerate no opposition to that model. As a result, the Roman Church system adapted the pagan system of the sun cults and among the Arians to Christianity, so that no Bible-believing person can follow both systems. The Sabbath in Persia, 335 CE. The Sabbath-keeping churches in Persia underwent 40 years of persecution under Shapur II, from 335 to 375, specifically because they were Sabbath-keeping. They despised our sun god. Did not Zoroaster, the sainted founder of our divine beliefs, institute Sunday 1,000 years ago in honor of the sun and supplant the Sabbath with the Old Testament, yet these Christians have divine services on Saturday? So O'Leary, the Syriac Church and the Fathers, pages 83 to 84, requoted in Truth Triumphant, page 170. This persecution was mirrored in the West by the Council of Laodicea in 366. Ephele notes, Canon 16, the Gospels, along with the other scriptures, be read on the Sabbath. Compare also Canons 49 and 51, Bacchiocchi, footnote 15, page 217. In Canon 29, Christians must not Judaize by resting on the Sabbath, but must work on that day, honouring rather the Lord's day by resting, if possible, as Christians. However, if any shall be found Judaizing, let them be anathema for Christ. Mansi 2, pages 569 to 570. See also Hafili Councils, volume 2, B6. 337, the Emperor Constantine was baptized, a Unitarian, by Eusebius on his deathbed. 339, severe persecution of Christians in Persia until 379, intermittent vicious persecution by Sasanian rulers until the 640, the conquest of it by Islam. 345 CE, persecution in East Syria and Persia drives 400 Nestorians with a bishop to settle in Malabar, India. 351 CE, the Unitarian Goths publish the Bible in the Gothic language. 358 CE, Jewish calendar is changed from the temple period model by a calculation system and delineated under Rabbi Hillel II around 358 CE from input by two Babylonian rabbis around 344 CE. The Waldensians and later Transylvanian Sabbatarians did not follow the Jewish calendar, but worked on the astronomical conjunction of the new moon. And you see the paper God's Calendar, number 156, and the foreword by Cox to Rabbi Samuel Cohen's The Sabbatarians and Transylvanian, number A, underline B2, 1894, CCG Publishing, 1998. 380 CE. The Montanists in the 2nd century started a cult of worship of the Holy Spirit as they expected the Holy Spirit to come and take the place of the sons and announce a more perfect gospel. This view was repressed but led to the 4th Council of Rome in 380, where Pope Damasus condemned whoever denied that the Holy Spirit should be adored like the Father and the Son. Abid, page 711. Thus, the next year, 381, at the Council of Constantinople, the Holy Spirit was added to the Godhead as the Trinity, but not perhaps as successfully as the Cappadocians would have liked. This forms the next great distinction between the churches of God and Trinitarianism. 381 CE, the Council of Constantinople sees the formulation of the doctrine of the Trinity and the defining of the Holy Spirit as a third part of the Godhead, furthering the Binitarian heresy emanating from the Council of Nicaea. However, the full doctrinal position was not agreed upon until the Council of Chalcedon in 451 CE. The Council saw the exit of the 36 Semi-Arians, the Macedonians, or the Pneumotomachi. The council after that exit consisted of only 150 bishops. It was thus unrepresentative of much of Christianity at the time. Ambrose of Milan with Theodosius gains control of the Roman Church. The Athanasian Arian disputes lead to bitter persecution. The doctrines attributed to so-called Arianism, namely of the creation of the Holy Spirit by Christ, are not substantiated from any writings of Arius or of the faction. You see the paper, Socinianism, Arianism, and Unitarianism, number 185. There was no Trinitarian emperor on the throne until 381, when the Trinity was formulated at Constantinople under the protection of Theodosius. They had all been Unitarians until 381, with the exception of Julian the Apostate. This Unitarian creed is based on the theology expressed in Psalm 45, 6-7, and Hebrews 1:8-9. The early apologists, such as Irenaeus at Lyons, held it in the 2nd century. This theology was held by the Goths, Vandals, Alans, Suevi, Heruli, Britons, Lombards, Germans, and all the northern tribes. You see the paper, The Pre-Existence of Jesus Christ, number 243, for the Creed of the Goths. It came from the teachings of theologians and disciples of the apostles that were already centuries old before the Council of Nicaea in 325, where the many of these bishops were present. Now, the heresy of Bonaterianism was commenced from this council. In 381, the Trinity was declared at Constantinople from the theology of the Cappadocians, Basil, Gregory of Nyssa, and Gregory of Nazianzus. The destruction of the faith by the Greeks and Romans had begun to take effect. Trinitarians incorrectly and dishonestly labelled the creed as Arianism to give the impression that their doctrine is older, and this doctrine originated with Arius in the 4th century. The Trinitarians then alternately labelled the subordinationist Unitarian doctrine after Arius, that is Arianism, and then Eusebius of Nicomedia, and other bishops, much senior to Arius, who was not even present at Nicaea, only being summoned there for advice on logic. Trinitarians accused Arians of holding that the Spirit was a creation of the Son, when in fact that is the doctrine of filioque advanced from the Council of Toledo by the Catholics themselves in the 6th century. Even the Greeks rejected that view. People who labelled this view as Arian are either being deliberately dishonest or do not understand enough to know what they're saying. 382 CE. In 382, Theodosius I had resettled the Visigoths in the empire, but they were still Unitarian. Allegedly, it was the emperors, especially Valens, who converted the northern tribes to Unitarianism and not to Trinitarianism. The Goths, Vandals, Alans, Suevi, Heruli were all Unitarians, as were the tribes of the Teutons, and there were a number of bishops for the Unitarian tribes at Nicaea. The German Hermann Duri remained Unitarian until the 8th century. So also the Celtic bishops of Britain were Unitarian Sabbath keepers. 385, banishment of some Sabbatarians from Britain to Ireland after the execution of Priscillian occurred. Celtic Sabbath keeping. Henry Charles Lay, the foremost authority on the papal inquisitions, records in the period of the commencement of persecution involving judicial capital punishment for heresy that the time of the execution of Priscillian was 6 of his followers in 385. Others were banished to a barbarous island beyond Britain, A History of the Inquisition in the Middle Ages, Volume 1, New York, Harper and Brothers, 1887, page 213. What was this barbarous island? Most likely it would appear to be Ireland. Britain and Ireland were favourite places for banishment and the marketing of slaves in those days. If indeed many faithful heretics were banished to Ireland for centuries, it could not but have had a profound effect on that island, which became a great centre of light under Patrick in the 5th century. Columba, 521-597, and Columbanus, 540-615, as the darkness of papal tyranny descended over the continent. Missionaries went forth, both from Ireland to Switzerland, Bohemia and Kiev. Ireland was one of the most difficult areas for Rome to subjugate, and this explains why such unending efforts have been made for over 1,200 years to completely subjugate this island of Ireland. Taken from the Cherith Chronicles, April 6, 1998, pages 46-47. The Celtic Church, which occupied Ireland, Scotland and Britain, had the Syriac, or Byzantine, scriptures instead of the Latin Vulgate of Rome. The Celtic Church, with the Waldenses, and the Eastern Empire kept the seventh-day Sabbath. When Queen Margaret fled to Scotland with her father, Edward Atheling, a pretender to the English throne, she wrote to her English cousins expressing astonishment at the religious practices of the Scots. Among the peculiarities of the Scots were that they work on Sunday but keep Saturday in a sabbatical manner. To another correspondent, she complained they're accustomed also to neglect reverence for the Lord's Day, and thus to continue upon them, as upon other days, all the labours of earthly work. The observance of the Saturday Sabbath by most Scots went hand in hand with their refusal to recognise the overlordship of the Pope in matters spiritual. Despite the best efforts of King Necton, centuries earlier, Scottish Christianity was still of the Columban or the Celtic, not the Roman variety. The most popular narrative of history of Scotland In Scotland, the Concise History by P. Hume Brown, Lang Syne, confirms that at Margaret's ascension, the people worked on Sundays and observed Saturday as a Sabbath day. Peter Beresford Ellis, in Celtic Inheritance, Constable 1992, page 45, writes, "When Rome began to take a particular interest in the Celtic Church towards the end of the 6th century AD, there were several differences between them. The Celtic Sabbath was celebrated on a Saturday." Ellis's comment covers the Celtic Church in Wales, Ireland, Cornwall and Gaul, as well as Scotland. Romanism was, apparently, coming into Scotland but had no strength north of the Forth. This gave Queen Margaret her crusade and her route to canonisation. Margaret did all she could to make the Scottish clergy do and believe exactly what the Church of Rome commanded. This involved the enforcement of Sunday keeping, a policy continued by her son, King David I. Nevertheless, on the eve of the Reformation, there were still many communities in the Scottish Highlands loyal to the seventh-day Sabbath as opposed to the papal Sunday. Two books published in 1963 to commemorate Columba's landing at Iona in 563 concerned themselves with the Celtic distinctives and counted among them the observance of the seventh-day Sabbath. Dr. W. D. Simpson published the historical St. Columba in Edinburgh. He confirms that Columba and his companions kept the day of the Sabbath, and in case there should be any doubt, in a footnote, Saturday, of course. F. W. Fawcett was commissioned to write his Columba, Pilgrim for Christ, by the Lord Bishop of Derry and Raphoe. His book was published in Londonderry and printed by the Derry Standard in connection with the Irish commemoration of Columba's mission. Fawcett outlines 8 Celtic distinctives. Among these was that the Celts had a married priesthood and that they observed the seventh day as a Sabbath. David Marshall, The Celtic Connection, England, Stanborough Press, 1994, pages 29 and 30. The reason why Pope Gregory I had perceived the Celtic Church as such a major threat, and why he and his successors expended such efforts in destroying the distinctive Irish customs, became massively evident. A.O. and M.O. Anderson, in the introduction to their Adaman's Life of Columba, Thomas Nelson, 1961, shed light not only on Columba's seventh-day Sabbath-keeping practice, but on the gradual adjustment of manuscripts by generations of Roman copyists in an attempt to provide an impression that the Celtic saints held Sunday sacred, which they did not. Adaman's use of Sabbatum for Saturday, the seventh day of the week, is clear indication from Columba's mouth that Sabbath was not Sunday, that Sunday, the first day of the week, is the Lord's Day, so-called. Adaman's attitude to Sunday is important because he wrote at a time when there was controversy over the question of whether the ritual of the biblical Sabbath was to be transferred to the Christian's Lord's Day. A.O. and M.O. Anderson, eds. Adaman's Life of Columba, Thomas Nelson's Medieval Text, 1961, pages 25-26. The Old Testament required seventh-day Sabbath observance and reason, Adaman's editors, since the New Testament nowhere repealed the fourth commandment, the seventh day was observed by all early Christians. The evidence they adduce suggests that no actual confusion between Sunday and the Sabbath occurred until the early 6th century, and then in the writings of the rather obscure Caesarium of Ars, Ovid, page 26. In England, the question of Sunday may have been among the other ecclesiastical matters discussed by the Synod of Whitby in 664, reasoned Anderson's, in addition to the date of Easter, which could not have caused such a rift. A weekly, not just a yearly observance, separated the Celts from the Romans, but the Romans had the task of writing the history of the Church and of copying the writing of the Church Fathers. While those injunctions not to add or take away from the words of the book and in the main to have done a conscientious job, the same scruples do not apply when they copied out the writings of the Church Fathers. As the centuries progressed, the writings of the Celtic saints, including Patrick, were amended to convey the impression that the saints held Sunday sacred, whereas in the earliest versions of their manuscripts it is clear that they observed the seventh-day Sabbath, Ovid pages 26 to 28. The Roman movement to supersede the Celtic Sabbath with Sunday culminated in the production of an apocryphal letter of Jesus, or letter of the Lord's Day, alleged to have been found on the altar of St. Peter in Rome, and is said in the annals to have been brought to the island by a pilgrim circa 886. Upon this basis, laws were promulgated, imposing heavy penalties for those that violated on Sunday certain regulations derived from Jewish prohibitions for Sabbath. There is in fact no historical evidence that Ninian or Patrick or Columba or of any of their contemporaries in Ireland, or indeed in Scotland, kept Sunday as a Sabbath, page 28. The seventh-day Sabbath, enjoined by the fourth of the Ten Commandments, has been observed by Jesus and nowhere in Scripture had its sacredness been diminished or transferred to another day. An early version of the Rule of Columba is reproduced in Columba, Pilgrim for Christ by clergyman F.W. Fawcett, M.A. Fawcett is a Church of Ireland clergyman. He was commissioned by the Lord Bishop of Derry and Raphoe to produce this book as part of the celebrations in 1963 of the departure of Columba for Iona in 563. Marshall, The Celtic Connection, 46. The fifth rule of the Celtic Church listed in the Rule of Columba is the seventh day was observed as a Sabbath, 392 CE. Theodosius the Great, 392 to 395, reunited the empire, but it was divided again by his successors, Honorius and Acadius, in 395. Visigoths under Alaric invaded Greece. In obedience to biblical law, he destroys pagan statues there, and hence he is held to have plundered Athens, and then the Balkans in 398. In 401, they invaded Italy, continuing until 403. In 400 CE, Socrates the historian says, "For although almost all churches throughout the world celebrate the sacred mysteries assumed by Catholics to be the Eucharist, or Lord's Supper, so-called, on the Sabbath of every week, yet the Christians of Alexandria and Rome, on account of some ancient tradition, refused to do this." Socrates, Ecclesiastical History, Book 5, Chapter 22, page 289. The Sabbath in Africa. Augustine of Hippo, a devout Sunday keeper, attested that the Sabbath was observed in the greater part of the Christian world. See Nicene and Post-Nicene Fathers, First Series, Volume 1, pages 353 to 354, and deplored the fact that in two neighbouring churches in Africa, one observed the seventh-day Sabbath, while another fasted on it. Peter Highland, Opsit, page 416. See the paper, General Distribution of the Sabbath-Keeping Churches, number 122. The churches generally held the Sabbath for some time. The ancient Christians were very careful in the observation of Saturday or the seventh day. It is plain that all the Oriental churches and the greatest part of the world observed the Sabbath as a festival. Athanasius likewise tells us that they held religious assemblies on the Sabbath, not because they were infected with Judaism, but to worship Jesus, the Lord of the Sabbath. Epiphanius said the same. In Antiquities of the Christian Church, Volume 2, Book 20, Chapter 3, Section 166, and 1137, 1136. Athanasius was a binitarian heretic, hence the comment, "Worship Jesus." The Sabbath in China. In the last half of the 4th century, from 370 CE, the bishop of the Sabbath-keeping Abyssinian church, Musius, visited China. Ambrose of Milan stated that Musius had travelled almost everywhere in the country of the seers, China. Ambrose de Moribus, Bruckmann Aureum, Opera Omnia, 1132, found in Migne, Patriologia Latina, Volume 17, pages 113, 11132. Mingana holds that the Abyssinian Musaeus travelled to Arabia, Persia, India and China in 370. See also footnote 27 to Truth Triumphant, page 308. The Sabbath churches were established in Persia and the Tigris-Euphrates basin. They kept the Sabbath and paid tithes to their churches. The real Encyclopedia für Protestantische und Kirche. Article Nestoriana. See also Yule, the Book of Seers, Marco Polo, volume 2, page 409. The St. Thomas Christians of India were never in communion with Rome. They were Sabbath keepers and were those who broke off communion with Rome after the Council of Chalcedon, namely the Abyssinian, the Jacobites, the Maronites, and the Armenians and the Kurds, who kept the food laws and denied confession and purgatory. Schaff Herzog, the New Encyclopedia of Religious Knowledge, article Nestorians and Nestoriana. 402 CE, Pope Innocent, 402-417, made fasting on the Sabbath a binding law on the churches that obeyed him. Innocentus did ordain the Saturday or Sabbath to be always fasted. Peter Ireland, History of the Sabbath, Part 2, Chapter 2, London, 1636, page 44. In 406 CE, Gunderic became the king of the Vandals, and the Burgundian kingdom of Worms was founded. 409 CE, the Vandals were Unitarians and hence iconoclastic, and they despised the icons and idols of the fully emerged system in Rome and the syncretic adoption of the earlier pagan rites and statues. These they destroyed initially in Gaul in 409-411 on an arrival in Spain in Africa and again in Rome. They were branded as pagan barbarians, and from this we derive the word vandalism. But in fact, they were iconoclasts who despised the idolatry of the syncretics. They would have destroyed Rome because of what they perceived as idolatry, but it relented at the request of Leo on 2 June 455. Dr. Peter Hyland, in the History of the Sabbath, London, 1636, Part 2, Para 5, pages 73-74, notes that Milan was Sabbath-keeping from ancient times following the Eastern practices. 416 CE, the Vandals had occupied Spain, and Spain was Unitarian. The Visigoths conquered the Vandal kingdom in Spain in 416. Thus all the areas of the north and west were Unitarian. Italy was allegedly Trinitarian, but more often subject to the Unitarians. In 418, the Franks settled in parts of Gaul. In the same year, Theodoric I became king of the Visigoths. By 425, the so-called barbarians, who are actually Unitarians, for the most part, had settled in the Roman provinces. The Vandals were in southern Spain, the Huns were in Pannonia, the Ostrogoths, and subsequently the Heruli, were in Dalmatia, and the Visigoths and Suevi were in northern Portugal and Spain. The European Huns remained there in Pannonia until circa 470, when they withdrew from Europe. 417 CE, Milan, historically Sabbath-keeping, ceases to be the centre of resolution of dispute when Pope Zosimus made Patrocles, Bishop of Ars, his vicar or delegate in Gaul. In 425 CE, Valentinian III became Western Roman Emperor under the guardianship of his mother, Galla Placidia. Gaiseric, 428-477, became King of the Vandals in that year. In 429, the Picts and Scots were expelled from southern England by the Angles, Saxons and Jutes. The Scots did not enter Scotland until 501 CE. In 457, at the Battle of Crayford, the Jutes under Hengist defeated the Britons and occupied Kent, where they remained. In the year 429, Aetius, chief minister of Valentinian III, became virtual ruler of the Western Roman Empire, 429-454. In the same year, Gaiseric founded the Vandal Kingdom of North Africa. In 443, he took the last Roman possessions in North Africa, and Africa was under the Unitarian domination again. 433, Attila died, 453, became ruler of the Huns. In 436, the last Roman troops left Britain. In the same year, the Huns destroyed the Burgundian kingdom of Worms. The Burgundians were part of this major thrust into Europe that was made by the Anglo-Saxons and Lombards and other tribes, seemingly of the Parthian horde. 443 CE, the Alemanni Germans, or German Swiss, settled in Alsace. In 453, Attila of the Huns died, and Theodoric II, 453-466, became the king of the Visigoths, until he was murdered by his brother Eric in 466-484, who succeeded him. This event was followed by the sack of Rome in 455 by the Vandals. The fact of the matter was that the Vandals were Unitarians. They destroyed the pagan idols given so-called Christian names, considering them an abomination and breach of the second commandment. The term vandalism comes from this act. The destruction was, in fact, the biblical exercise of power and destruction of heathen idols. 451 CE. The full doctrinal position, holding the Holy Spirit to be an equal part of the Godhead, was not agreed upon until the Council of Chalcedon. The role and function of the sons of God as messengers and ministering spirits was reduced to the point that their existence had become trivialized, and the word angel ceased to be a descriptive function of a son of God in execution of the plan of God. It had become an entity in its own right, which achieved an inferior existence to the perceived role of Messiah and the elect. This view served to elevate the Christology and remove Christ from the creation at all levels in accordance with Trinitarian dogma. This view was not the view of the early church, and the term angel was simply seen as a function of the sons of God. 471 CE. Theodoric the Great became king of the Ostrogoths from 471 to 526. The Eastern Roman emperors over that time were Theodosius II, died 450, Marcian 450 to 457, Leo the First, 457 to 474. In 457, Childeric I, that is from 457 to 481, became king of the Salian Franks. In 460, the Franks captured Cologne, and the Vandals also destroyed the Roman fleet of Cartagena in the same year. The conflicts throughout Europe were basically over which tribe was to be entrenched in what fertile sector of Europe. Whilst they were Unitarians, they were also governed by uncommitted, avaricious men, and that was their undoing. The last Western Roman emperors over that period from 461 was Severus, 461 to 465, Athemius to 467, Olybrius to 473, Glycerius to 474, Julius Nepos to 475, and Romulus Augustulus to 476. The Western Empire came to an end with the weakness of its rulers. The German Odoacer 433 to 493 captured and executed Orestes of Placentia and then executed his son Romulus Augustulus and was proclaimed King of Italy. Thus the Western Roman Empire was brought to a close with no established Catholic Church and no clear policy over Europe. 474 CE, suppression of the Eastern sects. In 474, Zeno became Eastern Roman Empire from 474 to 491. The Trinitarian schools were more extensively developed in the Eastern Empire from this time, with the Neoplatonist model being established by Proclus, becoming head of the Platonic Academy in Athens in 476. The Trinitarian system had been formalized with the Council of Chalcedon in 451. The Egyptian Coptic divisions date from this time. In 483, Pope Simplicius was succeeded by Felix III, 492. In 484, his excommunication of Patriarch Acacius of Constantinople led to the first schism of the Western and Eastern Trinitarian churches from 484 to 519. 476, Gaiseric, king of the Vandals, sold eastern Sicily to Theodoric, king of the Visigoths. The Unitarians under Huneric, king of the Vandals, began to take measures against the Catholics. where they had been exemplary in their tolerance until now, with the obvious exception of idolatry. The Unitarian-Trinitarian disputes now began to introduce persecution. The Trinitarian or Catholic Orthodox faction had in the main been weak, and the Unitarians had sway. This was to change with the support of the Salian Franks. Order 81 CE, the revolt of Ahan Mamikonian, took place from 481 to 484, and this success secured religious and political freedom for Armenia. This freedom also appears instrumental in helping the Sabbath-keeping church become established with the Paulicians in the Taurus Mountains. The Paulicians were still to be found in the East in the 19th century. This group was still operational in the 20th century. Their descendants, numbering a million or more, were exterminated in the area of Armenia after the First World War. There were perhaps between 1 million and 2 million Sabbatarians exterminated after the outlawing of Bektashi Islam after 1927. This process of extermination continued up through the Holocaust in Europe and on to 1953 and the death of Stalin. Childeric I died and was succeeded by his son Clovis, died 511, who became the founder of the Merovingian power. In 484, Hunneric, king of the Vandals, was succeeded by his nephew Guntamund, died 496. In 486, Clovis defeated Syagrius, the last Roman governor of Gaul. Rome no longer had power in Gaul. 487. At this time also, from 487 to 493, the Unitarian Ostrogoths began their conquest of Italy. Theodoric defeated the German Ordovices on the Isonzo River and again near Verona, 489. In 489, the Eastern Emperor Zeno destroyed the Nestorian Christian school at Edessa and built the church of St. Simeon Stylites around his pillar. In 491, the Armenian church severed connection with Byzantium and Rome, and in 498, the Nestorians settled in Nisibis in Persia. The church that settled from Jerusalem to Armenia was not Trinitarian Diophysite, and it was Sabbath-keeping. It was also the repository at Edessa of the Aramaic texts and the Peshitta version of the Bible until it was suppressed. The Sabbath was suppressed as far away as China by the early church from the East. You see the paper, The General Distribution of the Sabbath-Keeping Churches, number 122. The popes at this time, from the death of Felix III, were Gelasius, 492 to 496, and Anastasius II to 498, and Symmachus to 514. Gelasius introduced the Gelasian Missal, the Book of Prayers, Chants, and Instructions, for the celebration of the Mass. In 493, Ordovices capitulated to the Ostrogoths and was murdered by Theodoric, who then founded the Ostrogothic Kingdom of Italy and married a sister of Clovis. The Ostrogoths occupied Malta from 494 to 534. In 500, Thrasimund married Theodoric's sister and was given Western Sicily as a dowry. 498 CE, the Nestorians settled in Nisibis in Persia. 499, the Synod of Rome issued a decree on papal elections, and in 500, incense was introduced into the Trinitarian church service for the first time in any Christian church. 500, German Machomanni in Bohemia invaded Bavaria, and on their departure, the Czechs settled in Bohemia. 510 CE, Provence, the southeastern part of France, went to the Italian Ostrogoths until 563. These facts explain why the Sabbatati were all over southern France, northern Spain, and northern Italy. Christianity observed the Sabbath up until the 5th century, and at that time of Jerome, circa 420, the devoutest Christian did ordinary work on Sunday. Dr. White, Bishop of Ely, Treatise of the Sabbath Day, page 219, compare Augustine of Hippo, NPNF First Series, Volume 1, pages 353 to 354, and also the paper General Distribution of Sabbath-Keeping Churches, number 122, on page 2. 511 CE. In 511, Clovis, king of the Franks, died, and his kingdom was divided among his four sons. Theodoric I died 534, Claudomir died 524, and Childebert I died 558, and Clotha died 561. And they established courts at Soissons, and Paris, Metz, and Orléans, respectively. This time, also the convent at Saint-Zaire at Arles was established. Monasticism was also to play a part in the Trinitarian expansion. In 523, Thrasimund, king of the Vandals, died and was succeeded by Hilderic to 530. In 524, Sigismund was killed by Claudomir, son of Clovis I. The Ostrogoths erected the so-called Arian baptistry, now known as the Baptistry of St. Maria in Cosmedin and Ravenna, in 525. However, in 526, Theodoric the Great died and was buried at Ravenna. His daughter, Amalswintha, became regent of Italy in 534. Massacre of the Arab Christians in Najran and Himyar in Arabia by a Jewish Arab king also occurred. In 527, Justinian I became Byzantine emperor to 565, and a series of reverses and fluctuations would occur for the Goths and Vandals, and hence the Unitarian Church, over the period up to 590. It's the most important turn of European history that the Franks became Trinitarians, as this fact helped to establish a Catholic Church in Europe. Without the Franks, they would have been nothing. We will see this move now inexorably forward until the declaration of the Holy Roman Empire from 590 CE, and this empire was to last 1,260 years, or times and half a time, until it was controlled in 1850 and the Pope virtually imprisoned from 1870. Look now at the final wars, the rise of Islam and the Holy Roman Empire, 529 CE. In 529, Justinian closed the 1,000-year-old Greek school of philosophy at Athens. This action was allegedly directed at paganism, but it forced the syncretization of the Neoplatonists and effectively forced the professors to go to Persia and Syria, where from the next year onwards, under Chosroes the First, 531 to 579, Persia reached new heights of learning. This was to move the centre of learning to what was to become the Islamic world when it formed in the next century in reaction to the Trinitarian advances of Constantinople. 532 CE. In 532, the Franks overthrew the Kingdom of Burgundy, which had covered areas of France, Switzerland, and Austria. Also, the general Belisarius saved Justinian's throne by putting down the Nika revolt in Constantinople. He was recalled the previous year after he had been dismissed for his defeat by the Persians. Constantinople was then rebuilt. In 533, Belisarius overthrew the Vandal kingdom and made North Africa a Byzantine province. In 534, Toledo became the capital of the Unitarian Visigothic kingdom in Spain, to 711. In 535, Belisarius occupied the Ostrogothic kingdom of Italy and remained until 540. This action allowed Provence to go from the Ostrogoths to the kingdom of the Franks, and Naples became part of the Byzantine Empire. 539 CE. From 539 to 562, the Byzantine Empire was at war with Persia. The war enabled Totila of the Ostrogoths to end Byzantine rule in Italy in 540 and become king in 541 on the death of his uncle Hildebert to 552. In 546, Totila entered Rome, leaving again in 547. In that year, Aduin the Lombard founded the new Lombard dynasty and extended his reign beyond the Save River. 543 CE. In 543, the writings of Origen were condemned by edict of Justinian. Even though Origen had quasi-Gnostic tendency, his writings in Hexapla were also important. This act was part of the consolidation of the anti-Sabbatarian Trinitarian dogmas in the East. The Empress Theodora died in 548. In 550 CE, we see Totila reconquered Rome, and the Unitarians were back in power. In the same year, the westward migration of the Turkish Avars began, and the Slav tribes settled in Mecklenburg. The Poles settled in western Galicia, and the Ukrainians settled in eastern Galicia. In the same year also, the Welsh were fully converted to Christianity by David, and Sabbath keeping became entrenched in Wales, where it was not to be fully expelled until the 11th century. Married clergy continued until the 12th century there. Columban, the Irish missionary in France and Italy, 550 to 615, also dates from this year. Bells were used in churches in France for the first time from this year, also marking the syncretic Trinitarian influence through the Franks. 551 CE. In 551, the Ostrogoth navy was defeated by the Byzantines. Totila, king of the Ostrogoths, was killed the following year by the Byzantines under the eunuch Narses from 478 to 573 at the Battle of Tagini. In 553, Narses then annexed Naples and Rome for Byzantine, and he was appointed Exarch of Italy, becoming the highest military and civil authority. The throne of Archbishop Maximian was also established at Ravenna in this year. 558 CE. In 558, Clotho I, son of Clovis, reunited the kingdom of the Franks, which lasted until 561, when it was again divided under his sons Charibert, Guntram, Sigebert, and Chilperic. 563. In 563, the Sabbatarian Celtic missionary Columba established himself on the island of Iona and began to convert the Picts. 565, Justinian I died and was succeeded by his nephew Justin II, who died in 578. The Lombards then drove the Byzantines from northern Italy to the south, but left them in Ravenna. Audoin was succeeded by his son Alboin, who, helped by the Avars, destroyed the Gothic kingdom of the Gepidae on the lower Vistula, and in 568 founded a Lombard kingdom in northern and central Italy. 567. In 567, Leovigild, king of the Visigoths, to 586, drove the Byzantines from western Spain and reconquered all Spain in 585. The Frankish kingdom was also partitioned into Austrasia, consisting of Lorraine, Belgium, and the right bank of the Rhine and Neustrasia to France and Burgundy. 570. In 570, the prophet Qasim ibn Abdullah ibn Abdul Muttalib of Quraysh at Becca Petra, incorrectly named Muhammad, the founder of Islam, was born. He was actually a Christian convert to the Unitarian Church at Becca Petra. In 572, war between Persia and the Byzantines broke out again and was continued under Khosroes II after this ascension in 590 to 628, and Islam was established by 632. By 632, the political divisions that will ultimately lead to World War III were established. 573 CE. In 573, Clossar's sons, Chilperic and Sigebert, went to war. 589, the Council of Toledo is held. The spirit is declared to be a progression from the Father and the Son, the Filioque, which is a Roman Catholic doctrine. Thus, Trinitarians hold the position contrary to Scripture that the Son is a generation of the Father. Yet there is no point at which the Son did not exist. The same is held to be true for the Holy Spirit. This is a false doctrine. The council also prohibits Jews from purchasing Christian slaves and enacted that any Jew circumcising such a slave on the basis of Genesis 17:12 following should forfeit him. Unitarian Visigoths in Spain converted to Catholicism, declaring the state religion of Toledo. That is the Council of Toledo from which the filioque doctrines were established. 590 to 1850, the 1260 years of the church in the wilderness begins. This is the times and half a time. So in 590, Othari, king of the Lombards, was succeeded by Agilulf, died 615, and Pope Pelagius II was succeeded by Pope Gregory I, called the Great. He declared the Holy Roman Empire, and Unitarianism is then persecuted by the so-called Roman Catholic or Triune system. 591, Columbanus, born 543, arrived in Brittany from Ireland. 597 CE, Gregory sent Augustine as missionary to England in 597, who baptized Ethelbert at Kent and commenced the Catholic system in Britain. The church began to be persecuted, and it came to be largely outside of the Roman Empire. Hence, it was outside the reach of the Orthodox Church until the progressive conversion of the Unitarians, or so-called Arians, which lasted up until the 8th century, and also from the establishment of the Holy Roman Empire in 590. The persecutions of the faith lasted over a period of time which encompassed the power and rule of the Holy Roman Empire from 590 to 1850. See also the General Distribution of Sabbath Keeping Churches, number 122. Now, during the 1260 years from 590 to 1850, the Roman Catholic Church has built its theology on false premises based on Greek philosophy and pagan systems of worship. Their adoption of the pagan calendar threw Trinitarianism into conflict with every tribe and people that had or read or studied the Bible and the law of God. As a result, in order to preserve its authority, it introduced national and international systems of persecution and repression, which would result in the extermination of millions of peaceful, law-abiding citizens over the continent of Europe and in Asia Minor and later in the Americas, and also into Africa. Its incursions into the Middle East in the so-called Crusades saw it inflame the hatred of Islam to the extent that it is now polarized over half the world. The 20th century has seen this war advance against the peaceful law-abiding citizenry of Europe, with the deliberate mass extermination and genocide of the Jewish and Sabbath-keeping Christian people of Europe. This matter is further examined at the HolocaustRevealed.org URL. And the Sabbath in Britain, 597 CE. Catholicism was not established in Britain until the conversion of the Angles by Augustine of Canterbury. Ethelbert, king of Kent, was converted to Catholicism at Pentecost 597, according to Butler, Lives of the Saints, edited by Walsh in a concise edition, page 158. And many, that is some 10,000 subjects, were baptized, or that is, sprinkled. They were not baptized properly, they were sprinkled, as is a Trinitarian practice. At the pagan midwinter Christmas fire festival of 597, where they were jumping the fires. Christians of Britain were up until that time predominantly, if not exclusively, all Sabbath-keeping subordinationist Unitarians, and they were quartodecimans who kept the food laws and the holy days. They were not dominated by Rome until the Synod of Whitby in 664 at Hilda's Abbey, where they submitted under duress. Columbus of Iona kept the Sabbath and foretold his death on the Sabbath, Saturday 9 June 597. Butler, Lives of the Saints, Volume 1, Article, St. Columba, page 762. Butler says in his footnote that the practice of calling the Lord's Day the Sabbath did not commence until 1,000 years later. Adam and Life of Columba, Dublin, 1857, page 230. This was also commented on by W.T. Skene in his work Adamson's Life of St. Columba, 1874, page 96. See the paper on general distribution of the Sabbath-keeping churches, number 122. 600 CE, Gregory commenced the program for the peaceful conversion of the Jews. He then introduced picture books to replace the Bible for the illiterate. The Gothic Bible dates from circa 351. The Bible was devalued, finally being effectively removed from the general public by Rome until after the dispersal of the Holy Roman Empire in 1850. 603 CE, the Lombards converted to Roman Catholicism. Trinitarian Christianity penetrated the Russian people at the end of the 10th century from the Greek Orthodox structure at Constantinople. It may well be that this was entirely a political decision in view of the fact that the Khazars in the south and through the Ukraine into Europe were all Sabbath-keeping Unitarians, both Jew and Christian. So also were the Bulgars, who came in at the same time as the Huns in the 10th century. So also were the Paulicians relocated in Thrace under Constantine Copronymus in the 8th century and later by John Zimisces in the 10th century. And you see the paper, General Distribution of Sabbath-Keeping Churches, number 122. 609 CE, the Roman Pantheon was consecrated as the Church of St. Maria Rotunda. 610 CE, the Prophet Qasim, with the Council of the Muhammad, begins preaching in Arabia. See the paper Christ in the Quran, number 163, and commentary on the Quran, Q001, Q001B, and Q001. 613, first Hijra under Jaffa to Aksum, Abyssinia. 622 CE, Hijra, flight of the Prophet and the Church from Becca to Medina. 741 to 775 CE, Constantine Copronymus, Unitarian Emperor of the East, invites the Paulicians to settle in Thrace. 745 CE, the Council of Liechtenstein in Belgium in 745, in its third allocution, warns against the keeping of the Sabbath and refers to the Council of Laodicea, circa 366. The Sabbath in Asia. 781 CE. The Sabbath experience in Asia was predominantly non-Trinitarian until the Jesuits began their missionary work. The Nestorians and the African missionaries, see the paper at 122, followed the early church into Persia, India, and then into China. Unitarian Sabbath keeping posed a serious threat to Buddhism and was outlawed by Buddhism. The Sabbath-keeping churches in Asia were also, as a rule, non-Trinitarian. They kept the food laws and also denied confession and purgatory. The division of these churches followed in the main from the Council of Constantinople and Chalcedon. The Chinese had long experienced the Christian system, and as elsewhere, the Sabbath was a sign of biblical literalism. In 781, it was already well established, and to the 122 also. In 781, the famous China monument was inscribed in marble to tell of the growth of Christianity in China at the time. The inscription of 763 words was unearthed near the city of Chang'an in 1625, and allegedly now stands in the Forest of Tablets at Chang'an. The extract from the tablet states, "On the seventh day we offer sacrifices, after having purified our hearts and received absolution for our sins. This religion, so perfect and so excellent, is difficult to name, but it enlightens darkness by its brilliant precepts." That's the Abbe Huai. Christianity in China, Volume 1, Chapter 2, pages 48 to 49. The Jacobites were noted as Sabbath keepers in 1625 in India. Pilgrimages, Part 2, page 1269. The Abyssinian Church remained Sabbath keeping, and in Ethiopia, the Jesuits tried to get the Abyssinians to accept Roman Catholicism. The Abyssinian legate at the court of Lisbon denied they kept Sabbath in imitation of the Jews, but rather in obedience to Christ and the Apostles. Geddes, Church History of Ethiopia, pages 87 to 88. The Jesuits influenced King Sedenga to propose to submit to the papacy in 1604 and prohibiting Sabbath worship under severe penalty, Geddes Obid, page 311, and also Gibbon's Decline and Fall of the Roman Empire, chapter 47. The Sabbath in Italy, 791 CE. Allegedly, Ambrose of Milan kept Sabbath in Milan and Sunday in Rome, hence giving the rise to the saying, "When in Rome, do as Rome does." Hyland, opposite 1612. Hyland identifies the church at Milan from the 4th century as a centre of Sabbath keeping in the West. Obid, part 2, para 5, pages 73 to 74. It is not surprising that the Sabbatati had their school there, as recorded in the Valenses at the time that Peter Waldo joined them. The Sabbath had been observed in Italy for centuries, and the Council of Friuli around 791 spoke against its observance by the peasants at Canon 13. "We command all Christians to observe the Lord's Day, to be held not in honour of the past Sabbath, but on account of that holy night of the first of the week called the Lord's Day, when speaking of that Sabbath which the Jews observe, the last day of the week in which our peasants observe." Nancy, 13.851. 800 CE. The Huns appear to have moved into the steppes, becoming allies of the Khazars, and they remained there until they occupied Pannonia again after 800, with the now officially Jewish Khazar support. The possibility cannot be dismissed that the Sabbatarians in Transylvania actually came in as part of the horde of the Huns from Khazaria and Lavidia, and had been part of the Eastern Church established from the beginning by the Apostles through the Parthian Empire. And you compare Grun and the Timetable of History, 3rd edition, Touchstone, 1991, page 30. Compare also the foreword by Cox to Rabbi Samuel Cohn's work, The Sabbatarians in Transylvania, number AB2, 1894, CCG Publishing, 1998. This was translated from Die Sabbataria in Siebenbürgen, here at Geschichte, Literatur und Dogmatik. 800 to 900 CE, the Paulicians were defeated under Chrysocheir Tephraki, but revived under Sambat in Armenia at Tondrak, and hence termed Tondrakians. Some are called Athangani in Phrygia, and were referred to as the Melchizedekites by Timotheus of Constantinople in Reception of Heretics, and also in Cilicians. Nicephorus, 802-811, employed the Paulicians in the protection of the empire on its eastern frontier. The Empress Michael and Leo V ruthlessly persecuted the Paulicians, but they were too warlike and well-organized to be dragooned into orthodoxy. Theodora, 842-857, exposed them to even more violent persecution. The Athangani were in intimate relationship with Emperor Michael II from 821 to 829. 970 CE, the second relocation of the Sabbatarian Paulicians into Thrace occurs under John Semiskis. 1012 CE, persecution of heretics begins in Germany. 1064 CE, Sabbath becomes a bitter dispute in the split of 1064 between Western and Eastern churches. 1095, Christians banned from Jerusalem. 1096, First Crusade under Pope Urban II. 1123 CE, the First Lateran Council in Rome forbids priests to marry. Celibates take over the Roman Church, which rapidly degenerates morally. 1139 CE, Malachy Amogher, Archbishop of Armagh, resigned 1138, goes to Pope Innocent in Rome and petitions for palliums for the sees of Armagh and Cashel. He was appointed legate for Ireland. He writes the list of the popes until the time of the end of the Roman Church. He returns via Clairvaux under Bernard. There he obtains 5 monks and a Christian, an Irishman, and returns to Ireland and founds the Abbey of Mellifont in 1142. You see also that in the work The Last Pope. 1159. The British-born Pope Adrian IV, Nicholas Breakspear, on his visit to Beneventum, is persuaded by John of Salisbury to hand over Ireland to England under Henry II. The real purpose is to wipe out the Quartodecimans still operating in Ireland from Cashel. Only priests from Armagh are endorsed by Rome. Ireland is subjected to incredible barbarism from this point onwards. The popes for 4 centuries claimed the overlordship of Ireland based on Adrian's donation. The basis of the handover of what was Hibernia to England was done on the claim of Constantine's establishment of the Roman Catholic Church. At my solicitation, he gave and granted Hibernia to Henry II, the illustrious King of England, to hold by hereditary right, as his letter, which is extant, to this day testifies, for all islands of ancient right, according to the donation of Constantine, are said to belong to the Roman Church, which he founded. Which is nonsense, of course. 1160 CE, Peter Waldo became head of the Waldensians at Lyons. Trinitarian historians mistakenly claim the beginning of the Waldensians with Peter Waldo in an effort to minimize their beliefs and teachings. However, he was just following a long history of Unitarian subordinationist Christians, dating from their conversion by Polycarp and his bishops from Smyrna from 120 CE. The practice of identifying leaders of the church over time as founders of separate churches is a common Trinitarian tactic aimed at obscuring the continuity. 1179 CE, Waldensian Barbies interviewed by English monks prior to the Third Lateran Council and condemned at the council. The original Sabbatarian Waldensian system was condemned as heresy. The Third Lateran Council, the Waldensians are condemned and the Inquisition becomes established from following councils. The Albigensian Crusades are commenced. Sabbatarians are delivered up to be burnt in large numbers from this time onwards. The Trinitarian Protestants were also involved in the persecution of the Church from the Reformation. 1180 CE, Waldensians, the anti-Trinitarians right up until the Reformation, were condemned with and under the general description Arianism in 1180 in the treatise by Bernard de Foncode, Adversus Valensis et Arianus. You see the paper, The Role of the Fourth Commandment in the Historical Sabbath-Keeping Churches of God, number 170. 1184 CE, a sentence of excommunication by the Council of Verona cleared the remaining followers of Waldo out of Lyon and drove them to Provence, Dauphin, and the valleys of Piedmont, Lombardy, and some even to Germany. So numerous had they become that Innocent III sent his best legates to suppress them in the years 1198, 1201, and 1203. In 1189, the Third Crusade occurred. In 1190, the Council of Genoa ordered the Waldensians to be delivered up in chains to be burnt. Bernard de Foncode writes the Liber Contra Valensis. 1190 to 1192 CE. Sabbatarians persecuted in England, and the Pauliani or Pauliani were burnt at Oxford. In 1192 CE, the Bishop Otto of Tulle ordered all Waldensians to be delivered up in chains to the Episcopal Tribunal. 1202 CE, the Fourth Crusade occurred. 1206 CE, Genghis Khan rules the Mongols. 1208 CE, the Albigensian Crusade begins, lasting until 1244, and is the subject of the most ruthless suppression. 20,000 Albigensians were massacred as heretics of papal order. 1210 CE, Emperor Otho ordered the Archbishop of Turin to drive the Waldensians out of his diocese, and in 1220 the Statute of Pignerol forbade the inhabitants to harbour them. Some fled to Picardy, and Philip Augustus drove them on to Flanders. Some came to Mayence and Bingen, where 50 were burnt in 1232. Cialdini's work, I bid. See the paper, General Distribution of the Sabbath-Keeping Churches, number 122, for further reference. 1212 CE, the Children's Crusade. Few of the 50,000 French and German children returned. Most died or became slaves in North Africa. 1221 CE, the Fifth Crusade. 1228, Sixth Crusade. 1229, the Inquisition in Toulouse. France forbids laymen to read the Bible. The Council of Toulouse published canons against the Sabbatarii. Canon 3. The lords of the different districts shall have the villas, houses, and woods diligently searched, and the hiding places of the heretics destroyed. Canon 14. Lay members are not allowed to possess the books of either the Old or the New Testaments. Ophelia 5, 931, 962. The Inquisitions begin. 1231. Pope Gregory the Ninth designs the Inquisition in an attempt to deal with those labelled heretics. We know from the evidence of the Inquisitions what the doctrines of the Church were at the various stages of its distribution. The Albigensian Crusades. Albigensian Crusades of the 13th century consist of groups that were without doubt Sabbath keepers. See the paper in 122. The desire of the Roman Catholic Church to disguise this fact has led to some extraordinary claims regarding the linguistic derivation of the name Sabbatarii. However, we also know that they were Unitarians. The entire Albigensian Crusade was levelled against both elements by Rome in the 13th century. The Albigensians had protection in the south of France under Raymond, Count of Toulouse. The Valenses or Sabbatarii were the greater and more widespread and extended into Spain. We can reconstruct the doctrines of the Valenses from the Spanish branch of the Sabbatarii because of the intense persecution they suffered. 1237 CE, Pope Gregory the Ninth sends a bull to the Archbishop of Tarragona, which results in 15 Waldensians, so-called heretics by the Roman Church, being burnt, King Ferdinand himself casting wood on the fire. In the course of time, these Spanish Waldensians are exterminated. 1249 CE, Seventh Crusade, led by King Louis the Ninth of France. 1270 CE, the Eighth Crusade. 1310 CE, the Bohemian Sabbatarians numbered one-fourth of the population of Bohemia, who also abounded in Austria, Lombardy, Bohemia, North Germany, Thuringia, Brandenburg, and Moravia. 1315 CE, Unitarians in Austria martyred, and the Inquisitor of Krems denounces 36 localities, burning 130 martyrs, and the Bishop of Neumeister was burnt as one of these heretics in Vienna. He is said to have declared that there were some 80,000 Waldensians in the Duchy of Austria. 1348 CE, the Flagellants, It's the religious fanatics that beat themselves with whips, etc., blame the Jews for the Black Death plague and burn Jews throughout numerous cities in Europe. Sabbatarians are condemned as Jews from this time on in Europe by all Trinitarian factions. 1349 CE, persecution of Jews breaks out in Germany. 1351 CE, we go through from 1347 to 1351, 75 million Europeans have died from Black Death, that is bubonic plague. And the Bohemian reformer Jan Hus is burnt at the stake for heresy in 1415. Now, the Orthodox persecutions of the Sabbatarians and others, 1441 to 1905. The Orthodox Church in Russia and in adjacent areas ruthlessly persecuted religious dissent and attempted to exterminate all Sabbatarians within their sphere of influence. You see the above link for an informative look at the history of monasteries as prisons. The inmates incarcerated there, religious dissenters and sectarians, political activists and criminals. The intolerance of Imperial Russia and the struggle for Orthodox supremacy. Books by Daniel H. Shubin. The period covered begins 1441 with the arrival of Isidore, the Metropolitan of Moscow, to the Moscow Chudov Miracles Monastery for incarceration. Russian monasteries were used by the Orthodox Russian Church for the incarceration of religious dissenters and sectarians, political activists and criminals. From this time until the Edict of Religious Toleration of Tsar Nicholas II in 1905 CE, when the final inmates were released from the Suzdal Spaso Efimiev Monastery, many Sabbath-keeping Christians saw the last days of their lives in the dungeons of these monastery prisons. Many Sabbath-keeping Christian women were also imprisoned in Orthodox convents. The Sabbath in Northern Europe, 1436. Sabbatarianism had been persecuted in Norway from at least the Church Council in Bergen, 22 August 1435, and the conference in Oslo in 1436. People in different places of the kingdom had commenced to keep the Sabbath day holy, and the archbishop forbade it on the grounds that it is strictly forbidden. It is stated in the church law for anyone to keep or adopt holy days outside of these that the Pope, archbishop, or bishops appoint. Kaiser, The History of the Norwegian Church under Catholicism, Volume 2, Oslo, 1858, page 488. Again, we see the day of rest commanded by God superseded by the day of rest commanded by man. Also, at the Catholic Provincial Council of Bergen in 1435, it was said, "We are informed that some people in different districts of the kingdom have adopted and observed Saturday keeping. It is severely forbidden in Holy Church canon for one and all to observe days excepting those that the Holy Pope, Archbishop, or the Bishops command. Saturday keeping must under no circumstances be permitted hereafter further that the Church canon commands. Therefore we counsel all the friends of God throughout all Norway who want to be obedient towards the Holy Church to let this evil of Saturday keeping alone, and the rest we forbid under penalty of severe church punishment to keep Saturday holy." The church conference at Oslo in 1436 stated, "It is forbidden under the same penalty to keep Saturday holy by refraining from labour." History of the Norwegian Church, page 401. 1458, Frederick Reiser, after 25 years among the Waldensians of Bohemia and Austria, was burnt at Strasbourg. There are thus at least four groups under some eight countries, some of which were integrated with Protestants. There were subordinations or Unitarians in Austria in the 13th century, and see also 1315 CE above. The Inquisitor of Krems denounced 36 localities in 1315, burning 130 martyrs. the Spanish Inquisition, 1478 CE. Pope Sixtus IV begins the Spanish Inquisition, and it continues until suppressed by decree in 1834. 1488 CE, the Vaudois Christians inhabiting the Cottian and Dauphinese Alps are slaughtered. Altogether, there perished more than 3,000 Vaudois, including the entire population of Valois, after taking refuge from the advancing army in a cave. The Lord of La Palu had his men set fire to huge piles of wood, thereby suffocating the valley inhabitants inside the cave. There were found in it 400 infants, suffocated in their cradles or in the arms of their dead mothers. The Sabbath in Moscow, 1503 CE. The Council of Moscow, 1503. The accused Sabbath keepers were summoned. They openly acknowledged the new called that, the new faith, and defended the same. The most prominent of them were condemned to death and burned publicly in cages at Moscow, December 17, 1503. H. Sternberfi, Geschichte der Juden. You notice in this title, The History of the Jews, that it was the Sabbath-keeping Christians that were burned under this so-called new faith. 1507 CE. The church begins selling indulgences to papists in Peter's Basilica in Rome. 1517 CE. Martin Luther allegedly begins the Reformation in Europe. 1519 CE. The Edict of the Faith, issued at Valencia by Andres de Palacio, Inquisitor to Valencia, and has been published by Roth. It can be seen from that edict that there were a general series of facts and superstitions listed which identified three groups of people. The first were the Christians who held to the so-called Judaizing tendencies. The second group was the Jews themselves, and the third group were the Muslims. It is obvious from the edict that the doctrines had penetrated the Roman Catholic Church itself, as the words spoken over the Eucharist were specifically identified as an indicator of the alleged heresy in the edict. Also, the cross or the sign of the cross was not used by the Sabbatari. From an examination of the edict, it seems that the group denied the soul and the doctrines of heaven and hell. They observed the Sabbath from sunset Friday to sunset Saturday, doing no labor on the Sabbath. They celebrated the Feast of Unleavened Bread and Passover with bitter herbs. They fasted on Atonement, Roth, pages 77 following. The general views and observance of the Jews were included in the list as shown in the edict, so that the systems were run together, making it difficult to identify exactly the distinctions between them. They kept the food laws and also buried their dead according to the Jewish customs. Much of the edict includes superstitions attributed to the sects, example on page 78. They denied Mariolatry, and this was grouped with the Judaic denial of the Messiah. The doctrine of transubstantiation was denied, as was the Catholic form of the doctrine of omnipresence, which was Platonic animism, page 78. The priests seemed to be involved and were identified from the consecration. The Christians seemed to dress as Jews, adhering to the laws governing fabrics, from page 79. They met in house churches and read Bibles out of the vernacular. The property of the heretics was confiscated, and this no doubt helped the zeal of the inquisitors. Moranos, or new Christians, could not be accepted as witnesses in any proceedings. The withholding of the names of witnesses was introduced in the 13th century, ostensibly to protect the weak against the powerful accused. This became the norm, and none could find out the names of their accusers. Roth correctly points out that even in 1836 in England, accused felons could not have counsel or seek copies of the depositions made against them. The times themselves were barbaric, and the Inquisition was the worst of the barbarism. East European Sabbatati. We know precisely what the doctrines of the Hungarian and Transylvanian churches were from the 15th to the 19th centuries. The record was preserved by Dr. Samuel Cohn, chief rabbi of Budapest, or Budaanpest, in Hungary, in Die Sabbatarie in Siebenbürgen, ihre Geschichte, Literatur und Dogmatik, Budapest, Verlag von Singer und Wulfer, 1894, Leipzig and Verlag von Franz Wagner. These points are listed in the paper, General Distribution of the Sabbath-Keeping Churches, number 122, at pages 22 following. The entire structure is listed in the book translated from the German, The Sabbatarians in Transylvania by Samuel Cohn, edited Cox, CCG Publishing, USA, 1998. See The Sabbatarians in Transylvania, number A, underline B2. We know for certain that this branch of the Valenza or Sabbatari was Unitarian, for Francis David or Davidus died in prison in 1529. Cohn says they restored the original and true Christianity. Cohn, page 8. The Unitarian Church split into Sunday and Sabbath worshippers in 1579. The Sabbath branch under Eossi was the more faithful to the truth. They practiced adult baptism, they kept the Sabbaths and holy days, including Passover and leavened bread, Pentecost, Atonement, Tabernacles, and the Last Great Day. And more importantly, they kept the new moons. Trumpets is not listed separately in the hymn line that appears to have been celebrated with the hymns of the new moon. Their doctrines encompass the physical millennium of 1,000 years at the beginning, which Christ will return and gather Judah and Israel. They used God's calendar based on the new moons. They taught two resurrections, one to eternal life at Christ's coming and another to judgment at the end of the millennium. They taught salvation by grace, but that the law still needed to be kept. They held that God calls people and that the world in general is blinded. Their doctrine of Christ was absolutely subordinationist Unitarian, and they kept God's calendar. And you see also the paper, 122, pages 22 following. It can thus be seen that the early Sabbath church was Unitarian, keeping the Old Testament laws. The Sabbath was a facet of their belief system, which pointed to the worship of the one true God. They were persecuted in East Europe for the Unitarianism, more than their Sabbath keeping. Francis Davidus chose to remain in prison where he died, rather than compromise the Unitarian faith. Even though Socinus himself, a Unitarian, tried to persuade him to modify his rigid Unitarianism to save his life. They were denied the status of a church even when the Jews were accorded that status. They were denied access to the printing press and thus made their sermons out by hand in chain letter style. The Inquisition was ruthless in its suppression of this system, and in the West, Sabbath keeping alone was enough to have them executed. 1544 CE. The Church Conference at Oslo reissues the warnings of 1436. It is forbidden under the same penalty to keep Saturday holy by refraining from labour. History of the Norwegian Church, etc., page 401. Some of you, contrary to the warning, keep Saturday. You ought to be severely punished. Whoever shall be found keeping Saturday must pay a fine of 10 marks. History of King Christian III, Niels Krag and S. Stephanius. Thus it is evident that Sabbath keeping had become entrenched in Norway over the period of at least 100 years. Sabbatarianism and at least the understanding of the seventh-day Sabbath were also extant in Norway from the Reformation, according to comments made in notations of the translations. For example, see documents and studies concerning the history of the Lutheran Catechism in the Nordish Churches, Christiania, 1893, and also Theological Periodicals for the Evangelical Lutheran Church in Norway, Volume 1, Oslo, page 184. Sabbath keeping spread also into Sweden and was suppressed continuously. This zeal for Sabbath keeping continued for a long time. Even little things which might strengthen the practice of keeping Saturday were punished. Bishop Anju, Svenska Kyrkans Historis, after the Motet I Uppsala. The practice extended into Finland, and King Gustavus the Vasa I of Sweden wrote to the people of Finland. Some time ago we heard that some people in Finland had fallen into a great error and observed the seventh day, called Saturday. State Library at Helsingfors, Riksregister, Form J, 1554, Teal BB, Leaf 1120, pages 175 to 188. Sabbath-keeping churches, however, remained extant in Sweden up until current times. We'll now endeavour to show that the sanctification of the Sabbath has its foundation and its origin in a law which God at creation itself established for the whole world, and as a consequence thereof is binding on all men in all ages. You see that Evangelist in Stockholm, May 30 to August 15, 1863, organ of the Swedish Baptist Church. 1555 CE, many Protestants and Sabbath keepers are burned in England. 1562 CE, Lilius Socinius lived mainly in Zurich, but was the mainstay of the party which met at Krakow. He died in 1562, and the anti-Trinitarians suffered disruption from this point. In 1570, the Socinians separated, and influenced by John Sigismund, they established in Krakow. 1566 CE, Francis Davidis allegedly found the Unitarian Church in Transylvania. However, the Waldensian system was entrenched in the East for centuries before that. 1572 CE, St. Bartholomew's Day Massacre. Many Huguenots in France are killed. 1574, Catechisms of the Unitarians issued in Poland. 1579 CE, in 1579, Faustus came to Poland with his uncle's papers. He found the sect divided and was at first refused admission because he would not submit to a second baptism. His first baptism must therefore have been as an adult. In 1574, the Socinians had issued a catechism of the Unitarians. The nature and perfections of the Godhead were described, but the document was silent on the divine attributes, which was regarded as mysterious, that is, by the Catholics. Christ was held to be the promised man and the mediator of creation. It is at this time we see the establishment of what is in fact radical Unitarianism by the denial of the pre-existence of Christ. Faustus Socinius united the factions under himself from 1579. He had been invited to Siebenburg, or Siebenbürgen, to counteract the anti-Trinitarian stand of Francis David, or Davidis, from 1510 to 1579. David died at Deva Castle, where he had been imprisoned for his views on the nature of Christ. The church at Siebenbürgen, or Siebenburg, after the death of Francis David, was headed by Andreas Iossi, and this was a church in East Europe, of which the members were the descendants of the Waldensians. We know without doubt that they were Unitarian, often termed Arians by the Catholics. They kept the Sabbath, holy days, and new moons, and they wrote the two Church of God in Europe, being what we would call the Thyatiran era. You see the papers in 122 and 170 dealing with those aspects. David had refused to accept the peculiarly Socinian tenet that Christ, though not God, was to be adored. The Church of God in Europe had never accepted that Christ was the object of worship or adoration. The rejection of worship of Christ was a consistent view of the Church of God over the centuries. including the Waldensians, of which the church at Siebenbürgen was a part. David was imprisoned for this view and died in prison. Hugh Pope also notes that Bodnaeus was degraded for holding the same view as David and was excommunicated in 1584. These two were thus converted to the faith from so-called orthodoxy. The Socinians at this time suppressed the old catechism and issued a new one entitled the Catechism of Racow, which, although drawn up by Faustus Socinius, was not published until 1605, the year after his death. It was first published in Polish and then in Latin in 1609. The Socinians flourished. They established colleges, held synods, owned printing presses from which they produced large amounts of literature. This literature was collected by Sandius under the title Bibliotheca Antitrinitarianorum. Faustus' works are collected in the work Bibliotheca Fratrum Polonorum. The Church of God at Siebenbürgen, on the other hand, was denied the status of a church and denied a printing press. Eossi wrote his work out by hand and was copied by assistants. 1579 CE, the Unitarian Church splits into two parts after the death of Dravidus, Sunday and Sabbath keepers. Andreas Eossi accepted the Unitarian faith in 1567. Not satisfied that the Unitarians were teaching all the biblical truths, he set out to study the Bible thoroughly. He enjoined the following doctrines upon his followers. 1. The Passover, and days of unleavened bread, Pentecost, and trumpets was omitted, but all the new moons were kept, and trumpets is a new moon. The Day of Atonement, Feast of Tabernacles, the last great day. Now, the Feast of Trumpets was not listed in the old Sabbath songbook under its own feast. On pages 62 to 67 of Cone's work, published 1894, it is said of the hymnal that the hymnal was written in Hungarian by Andreas Eossi and Enoch Alvinci and Johannes Bocchini, Thomas Pankotai and Simon Pecci. It consisted of 102 hymns, 44 for the Sabbath, 5 for the new moon, 11 for Passover and unleavened bread, 6 for the Feast of Weeks, 6 for Tabernacles, 3 for New Year, 1 for Atonement, and 26 for everyday purposes. And you see the Sabbatarians in Transylvania, number A underline B2, and the New Moons of Israel, number 132. He also enjoined 2 for Ten Commandments, 3 the health laws, no eating of blood, pigs, strangled animals, 4 the millennium, to last 1,000 years at the beginning of which Christ will return and regather Judah and Israel, 5 the use of God's sacred calendar, 6 2 different resurrections, one to eternal life at Christ's coming, the other to judgment at the end of 1,000 years. 7, we're saved by grace, but the laws still need to be kept. 8, it is God who calls people into his truth. The world in general is blinded. 9, Christ was the greatest of the prophets, the most holy of all people, the crucified Lord, the supreme head and king of the real believers, the dearly beloved and holy Son of God. The growth of Unitarianism from 1600. With the Reformation, Unitarianism began to grow and was not confined entirely to Sabbath keepers. In other words, not all Unitarians were true members of the Churches of God, just as not all Sabbath keepers were true members. The term Unitarianism is an English word which stems from the Latin Unitarius and was first used of a legalized religion in 1600. The Encyclopedia of Religion and Ethics, ERE, article Unitarianism, volume 12, page 519. It is specifically founded on the conception of the single personality of the deity in contrast to the orthodox doctrine of his triune nature. 1604 CE, in Ethiopia, 1604, the Jesuits influenced King Zuidinger to propose to submit to the papacy, prohibiting all his subjects upon severe penalties to observe Saturday any longer. It was the common practice in all Ethiopia, in the Abyssinian system, to keep the Sabbath. Geddes in the Church History of Ethiopia, page 311, and also in Givens, Decline and Fall of the Roman Empire, chapter 47. 1608, sir, the Pilgrim Fathers, who were Sabbatarian Unitarians of the Brownist movement, flee from persecution in England to Amsterdam, Holland, and later to Leiden, and stayed there for almost 12 years. You see that in the Dutch connection of the Pilgrim Fathers, number 264. 1620, Mayflower lands at Plymouth Rock, New England. Pilgrim Fathers go ashore. They're persecuted by the later Trinitarian arrivals in America. Within 20 years, they have to flee and form a new colony at Rhode Island. They're subsequently persecuted ruthlessly in the U.S. under the later Blue Laws. 1618 CE, 30 years' war commences with the defenestration of Prague. Sabbath in England, 1618 CE. In 1618, a violent controversy broke out among English theologians as to whether the Sabbath of the Fourth Commandment was in force, and secondly, on what grounds the first day of the week was entitled to be observed as a Sabbath. Hayden's Dictionary of Dates, Article Sabbatarians, page 602. Mrs. Trask, a teacher, was imprisoned in 1618 for 15 or 16 years at Maiden Lane, a prison for those in disagreement with the Church of England. She had refused to teach on the Sabbath and would teach for only 5 days a week. So they imprisoned her. 1628 CE. Despite English attempts to stop him, Cardinal Richelieu and Louis XIII's chief minister took the French Protestant stronghold, La Rochelle, and destroyed the power of the Huguenots. 1633 CE, the Catholic Church forces Galileo to say the sun revolves around the earth. World History Encyclopedia, Millennium Edition, page 235. 1638, the Catholics insisted that the Socinians be banished. 1642, civil war began between King and Parliament. From this time onwards, the religious division saw the emergence of Unitarian theology in people such as Milton, Isaac Newton, and others. Cromwell became the symbol of those opposed to Catholic domination and persecution. In 1645, it was declared a capital offence to be Sabbatarian or Unitarian. So we got no release from the Protestants who wanted to be Trinitarians in the main. 1647 CE, Charles I queried the parliamentary commissioners and asserted that Sunday worship proceeds directly from the authority of the Church. For it will not be found in Scripture where Saturday is no longer to be kept or turned into Sunday, whereas it must be the Church's authority that changed the one and instituted the other. That's Cox, the Sabbath Laws. Page 333. The assumption here is that to reject the papacy necessarily involves the changes that rest entirely on the councils of the Church for authority, such as Sunday worship. The logic places Protestantism on a dangerous footing. Milton identified this logic and said it will surely be far safer to observe the seventh day according to express commandments of God than on the authority of mere human conjecture to adopt the first, that is the first day. Sabbath Literature 2, 46 to 54. 1648 CE, the Treaty of Westphalia brings an end to 30 years' war. 1661 CE, Sabbath-keeping Unitarians become more highly visible in England in the 17th century. The Sabbath in America, 1664, Sabbath-keeping incurred an almost enforced migration to America. According to James Bailey, Stephen Mumford, the first Sabbath-keeper in America, came from London in 1664. That's Bailey History of the Seventh-day Baptist General Conference, pages 237 to 238. Now, we know this to be untrue, as the Pilgrim Fathers were Sabbath keepers, and thus the founders of the American colonies were Sabbatarian Brownists. In 1671, the Seventh-day Baptists had broken from the Baptist Church in order to keep Sabbath. And you see Balian's history in pages 9 to 10. However, the Pilgrim Fathers were from a Sabbath-keeping tradition. And compare the paper, The Dutch Connection of the Pilgrim Fathers, number 264, and see other paper, General Distribution, number 122. 1671 CE, Stephen Mumford, or Mumford, organizes the Seventh-day Baptists in Rhode Island. 1686. In 1686, the year after the Edict of Nantes, Louis XIV sent a letter to his cousin, Victor Amadeus, 2nd Duke of Savoy, requesting that he persecute the Waldensians, as he was persecuting the Huguenots, as they were taking refuge among the Waldensians. When the persecution commenced, the Swiss Protestants of Basel intervened, offering the Waldensians exile in Switzerland. The Swiss envoys managed with great difficulty to persuade the Waldensians to accept this exile. On 9th of April 1686, the Duke signed a decree permitting the exile. However, in spite of this, some who had accepted exile were seized and imprisoned. The Waldensians resisted after this breach of the terms. War commenced, and by the end of the year, 9,000 were killed and 12,000 were taken prisoner, many of whom died in the Piedmont dungeons. There were some 200 left in the mountains, and they conducted such persistent guerrilla warfare that they finally obtained the release of all the surviving prisoners and their safe conduct to Switzerland. 3,000 survivors were released in 1687. They set off across the Alps for Geneva, and an average 12-day journey, and many perished in the snow. This was done despite the Swiss protest, and children under 12 were detained to be educated as Roman Catholics. They were dispersed as far as Brandenburg, Prussia, Württemberg, and the Palatinate to prevent their attempts to return. Just as a note on this, the Palatinate Protestants were saved by Charles Cox of Surrey, and he brought them and warehoused them in Surrey on the Thames and had them relocated. 1716 CE, the Chinese Emperor bans teaching of Christianity. In 1738 CE, Sabbath keepers led by Count Zinzendorf in Moravia, and they moved to the USA in 1741. In 1789 CE, the suppression of Sabbatarianism continues in the area of Romania, Czechoslovakia, and the Balkans, and the Edict of Toleration by Joseph II did not apply to the Sabbatarians, some of whom lost all their possessions. 1808 CE, Napoleon abolishes the Inquisition in Italy and Spain. Rough records the opening of the office in Lisbon before it was made into the Opera House. The accounts from eyewitnesses printed in the Annual Register of 1821 show beyond doubt that there were human remains found in the dungeons which were in use from an inscription on a dungeon wall as late as 1809. These included monks whose garments were found among the human and other remains lying in the tiers of dungeons, and among the evidence of murder, both old and recent, committed there. Roth, pages 84 to 85. Intervals of 3 to 4 years between arrest and sentence were commonplace, and in one recorded case, 14 years elapsed. Pregnant women were dragged to the stake, and the abuse of prisoners, or perhaps interaction with them, prompted Cardinal Jimenez in 1512 to threaten with death any official found carrying on intrigues with their prisoners. The expense of the imprisonment was borne by the accused no matter how long. One example of expenses incurred in the 4-year incarceration of a nun in Sicily, acquitted, released in 1703. was still being paid off by her heirs as late as 1872. Roth, page 87. Normally, the assets were confiscated at the time of arrest. The last Inquisition in the Papal States. And you see the link, the Inquisition of the Papal States also. 1823 to 1846. The last Inquisition took place in the years 1823 to 1846. It was not on the same scale as the previous Inquisition, simply because this was limited to the Papal States and the population itself limited the carnage. However, the brutality of it and the fear it engendered in the populace was to bring the Holy Roman Empire to an end. The European Inquisitions began in the south of France in the 13th century and ended in the Papal States in 1846. And between 1823 and 1846, 200,000 people in the Papal States alone were sentenced to death, life imprisonment, exile in the galleys, with another 1.5 million placed under surveillance. You see Malachi Martin, The Decline and Fall of the Roman Church, page 254, and also the 122 above, on page 29 for quotes. Roth quotes the despair of the individual from the outset in the 13th century in the south of France. 1850. 1,260 time, times and half a time from the establishment of the Holy Roman Empire under Gregory I. The Inquisitions are finally controlled. The revolutions in Europe in 1848 bring an end to the tyranny. The later people voted to join the Italian Republic and the Holy Roman Empire came to an end. Sabbath keeping was alive and well at the time of the Taiping Rebellion in China in 1850. The Sabbath keeping was all over the world still, in spite of everything they did to suppress it. 1894, the Sultan Abdul Hamid first put forth an official government policy of genocide against the Armenians of the Ottoman Empire in 1894. Systematic massacre took place in 1894 to 1896, when Abdul savagely killed 300,000 Armenians throughout the province. Look also at the Great Holocaust of the 20th century. 1901, the Australian Constitution declares religious freedom. The Commonwealth shall not make any law for the establishment of any religion. 1905 CE, the Edict of Toleration of Tsar Nicholas ends the centuries-old Russian Orthodox persecutions, commenced in 1441. The growing dissent is leading towards the revolution, which is not far off, commencing 12 years later in 1917. 1909, Turkish government troops kill over 20,000 Christian Armenians in the town of Adana alone. 1914, World War I, wars of the end begin. And you see the paper, The Fall of Egypt, The Prophecy of Pharaoh's Broken Arms, number 036, in that regard. 1915, next step of the Armenian genocide, based on 24th of April 1915, with a mass arrest and ultimate murder of religious, political and intellectual leaders in Constantinople and elsewhere in the empire. Then every Armenian community, a carefully planned genocide unfolded. Arrest of clergy and other prominent persons, disarmament of the population and Armenian soldiers serving in the Ottoman army, segregation and public execution of leaders and able-bodied men, and the deportation of the remaining Armenian women, children, and elderly to the deserts. The genocide started from the border districts and seacoasts and worked inland to the most remote hamlets. Over 1.5 million Armenian Christians, including over 4,000 bishops and priests, were killed in this step of the genocide. 1916. The seven times, or 2,520 years of the Babylonian system, from the Battle of Carchemish in 605 BCE, in the prophets Ezekiel at number 36 and number 36 underlined too, and Daniel, you see in F0274 and F0271 reaches fruition with the slaughters on the Somme, the planned peace agreement between UK and Germany for 1916 is shelved on the approaches of the European Jews, who guarantee they will obtain US assistance if the British Empire continues World War I and declares the Jewish homeland. UK agrees, and Australia recaptures Beersheba and Jerusalem in accordance with the prophecies of Habakkuk, F21H, and Haggai, F21J, with the Australian Light Horse, and then all Palestine in 1917. The Balfour Declaration is issued, declaring the Jewish homeland, and the time of Jacob's trouble really begins. It is in two arms of 40 years and carries on to 1996-7 with the end of the time of the Gentiles. The times of the Holocaust goes over 80 years from 1941 to 45 in the first Holocaust to 2021-2025 in the second Holocaust, from the wars of the fifth and sixth trumpet and the empire of the six toes of Daniel at F0272. 1917, the Russian Revolution begins. The Russian Orthodox now persecute as they persecuted dissent before them. Balfour Declaration, Britain backs homeland for Jews in Palestine. 1920 CE, Joan of Arc is canonized, declared to be a saint. 1922 CE, on 9 September 1922, the Turks enter Smyrna, and after systematically murdering the Armenians in their own homes, the forces of Ataturk turn on the Greeks, whose numbers had swelled with the addition of refugees who had fled their villages in Turkey's interior, to upwards of 400,000 men, women and children. The conquering Turks went from house to house, looting, pillaging, raping and murdering the population. Finally, when the wind had turned so that it was blowing towards the sea, so that the small Turkish quarter at the rear of the city was not in danger, Turkish forces, led by their officers, poured kerosene on the buildings and homes of the Greek and Armenian sectors and set them on fire. Thus, any remaining live inhabitants of the city were flushed out to be caught between a wall of fire and the sea. The pier of Smyrna became a scene of final desperation as the approaching flames forced many thousands to jump to their deaths or be consumed by fire. 1924 CE. 1260 years are a time, times and half a time since the establishment of Catholic Trinitarian hegemony over the British or English-speaking people of Senator Whitby. And the Armenian Holocaust also involves 1 million or more killed. 1927, the Paulicians were still to be found in the East in the 19th century. This group was still operational in the 20th century. Their descendants and the Christians of Armenia, numbering 1 million or more, were exterminated in the area of Armenia after the First World War to 1924. There were perhaps between 1 million and 2 million Sabbatarians exterminated or simply disappeared after the outlawing of Bektashi Islam after 1927. This process of extermination continued up through the Holocaust in Europe and on to 1953 and the death of Stalin. Outlawing of the Bektashi Order in 1927, when the Turkish state passes legislation prohibiting the Bektashi order of Sufi Islam. Some 5 million people simply disappear at this time, and well over 1 million Sabbatarian Christians are among them. 1932 CE, the Ukrainian persecutions begin under Stalin and 12 million are killed. The Sabbatarians under the Russians are sent to Siberia. Handover of the first camp to the Lutheran Diaconate at Hamburg in December 1932 by the SA of the Nazis. You see the link in the Holocaust timeline. 1933, Adolf Hitler is appointed as Chancellor of Germany. The first official Nazi concentration camp opens in Dachau. You see the link in the camp lists. 1936, Rome-Berlin Axis formed by Hitler and Mussolini. 1938, Kristallnacht, the night of broken glass. 1939, World War II declared by the UK and British Commonwealth against Germany and Italy and then later Japan, who entered on the Axis side. 1941, CE Pearl Harbor attack. America declares war on Japan and Germany. 1944-45, Hitler commits suicide, World War II ends. See the timetable of the Holocaust, 1933-45. In the Holocaust timetable. 1947 CE, the Dead Sea Scrolls are discovered in caves in Qumran, Jordan. 1953 CE, Joseph Stalin dies. He and the system he sets up kill 65 million in the gulags of the Soviets. It's 1967, 2,300 evenings of mournings of Daniel. F027 completed. And Jerusalem unified and restored to Judah. We now look at the last days. 1978, CE, 40th Jubilee since Messiah, and the 120th Jubilee since the fall of Adam, and the expulsion begins. SDAs officially became Trinitarians after their penetration and undermining from the death of Uriah Smith and the activities from 1931. 1990-2001 CE, ongoing war of extinction of the Karen in Burma because of their ancient claimed links to the Lost Ten Tribes. War of extermination of the Kurds continues systematically. 1994 CE, on the 7th of April 1994, the then Hutu president, Juvenal Habyarimana, was killed when his plane was shot down. It's never been determined who is responsible for the act, but it's widely believed to have been the work of Hutu extremists opposed to sharing power with the RPF. On the same day in Kigali, a rump Hutu extremist government was proclaimed and the elimination of Tutsi and Hutu moderates began on a massive scale. While the exact numbers will never be known, it is estimated that around 800,000 people were killed in a period of about 100 days. The UN withdrew all but 270 of its troops. Those that stayed had no mandate to intervene in the killings. The scale and speed of the action has led to a strong belief that the killings were highly organized and politically motivated, and the death of the president was simply the justification for the killings to begin. The UN had been informed some months earlier that the large-scale killings were planned, but did not take any firm action on the advice. The Tutsis that were killed were thought by the mainstream Christian missionaries to be the possible descendants of the Lost Ten Tribes of Israel, and they also descended from the Unitarian Ethiopic Coptic Church, dating back to the conversion of the Ethiopian eunuch by Philip in circa 31-34 CE. See the link, Africa. 1995 CE, Worldwide Church of God announces Trinitarianism after penetration. See the paper Binitarianism and Trinitarianism number 076. 1996 CE, end of the time of the Gentiles. 2,000 years or 40 jubilees from the birth of the Messiah, 3,000th anniversary of David's entry to Jerusalem. 1997 CE, Church of God Seventh Day announces it is Binitarian and then Trinitarian in 1999. The Seventh-day Adventist movement was also predominantly and officially Unitarian until 1931 with the death of Uriah Smith and on to 1978. Theology of the Churches of God was overcome by Bonatarians' Dithyism and Trinitarian heresy almost in total. Daniel's prophecy almost complete in the overcoming of the saints by Satan. CCG stands alone with the original doctrines of the faith. See the paper, The Unitarian Trinitarian Wars, number 268, at the URL. 1987, 2027, Measuring of the Temple declared. 1997 to 2028, we see the princes, priests, and prophets are removed. It's covering from all of the religions, all false religions. See the paper Measuring the Temple, number 137. And see also the sequence of the wars in the series P141C, D, E, E underlined 2, F, G, H, and I. 2028, the millennium begins. The Jubilee occurs in the years 24 and 74 BCE and 27 and 77 CE in each century. The next Jubilee, the 40th Jubilee since the ministry of Messiah, and the 49th Jubilee since the reconstruction of the temple and the restoration of the law under Ezra and Nehemiah, is in the sacred year 2027-8. The year 2028 will start the Jubilee of Jubilees and the new millennial reign of Christ as the first year of the 50-year Jubilee. And see the papers Reading the Law with Ezra and Nehemiah, number 250, The Meaning of Ezekiel's Vision, number 108, Timing of the Crucifixion and the Resurrection, number 159, Outline Timetable of the Age, number 272. God's calendar, number 156, has stood perfectly with his plan, performed in accordance with that calendar for millennia. It is perfectly in accord with his law. By accepting correction, we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, from Matthew 6:33, and also eternal life by knowing the only true God and Christ whom he sent, John 17:3. It is the desire of the Christian churches of God that God's people hold fast to the instruction given by the Father to Christ for the church, as proven by the Scriptures from 1 Thessalonians 5:21, thus seeking complete restoration. It's obvious from the foregoing history that the church has been systematically persecuted and destroyed, and that the mainstream Christian system has become drunk on the blood of the saints and martyrs over the centuries, as prophesied in Revelation. And so the commentary on Revelation number F-066, part 4, dealing with the fifth seal.